meditation and not to go into the too much zone. And then I also introduced mindfulness of breathing, to meditate with awareness of our breath, to feel the breath just going in and out. Sounds very simple, can be a little bit difficult to do, but luckily the Buddha gave us some helpful tools to make the breath a bit more interesting. And I spoke about focusing on the breath, knowing how long it is, and knowing whether you're breathing in or out. That is just one way to make the breath a little bit more interesting and give the mind at least something to do. With meditation on the breath, sometimes can be something that makes you fall asleep because you're sitting there focusing on breath in, out, and you're sort of lulling yourself asleep almost like a baby that you do like this. And when you focus on your breath, sometimes you do that as well. But that is the hindrance of sleepiness that I spoke about before. So when we do mindfulness of breathing, we try also to be alert. And that is why it's helpful to have that little tool to make the mind a little bit more interested in the breath. Yeah, that tool, I mean, noticing how long the breath is and whether you're breathing in and out and so forth. But you can also make the breath more interesting just by being more kind to the breath. When I talked about staying in the comfort zone, that's also has to do with kindness as well as wisdom. You have to be kind to yourself and not make things too challenging. Yeah? And that is the same with mindfulness. Breathing kindness is very helpful. Kindness is very helpful throughout meditation. And I think I might talk a bit more about that tomorrow because it's so important. But I just wanted to tell you that right now because we'll do some more mindfulness of the breath right now. And some of you might have maybe a little bit hidden ill will towards the breath sometimes. That can be the case. You don't really like being with the breath, maybe. And then it's helpful to just realize, kindness. Kindness is important. So that's all I'll say about that for now. Tomorrow, maybe, if I feel it's appropriate, I'll come back to that. But now let's just do a meditation together. So I'll guide you, and we will do another relaxation of the body, arriving in the present moment, and then focusing on the breath again. As always, you can also do something else if you feel that is better for you. Sound like an idea? Okay. Sometimes, especially when we've done mindfulness of breathing earlier in the day, the mind wants to jump right back to the breath when we start meditating again. But never rush the start of meditation. Don't jump right back to the breath. First, make sure that your body is comfortable. So make again any adjustments that you need to be able to sit comfortably. It's best to do all those adjustments now, so that later the body is comfortable and we don't need to adjust it anymore. However, if later in a meditation your body starts to ache again and you need to move it, that's of course fine, you can do so. But often that can be prevented by being a bit more careful at the start. Feel like I'm sitting on a fold of my robe, for example. It took me a while to notice, but now I do. I adjust my robe so that I don't sit on the fold anymore. That's the kind of thing I mean by adjusting the body so that it'll be comfortable. Once you've made all the course adjustments, see if you can relax the body still further by using your mind. You can choose to focus directly on the uncomfortable parts of the body and relax them. Remember also the other technique I taught, where you start with the comfortable part and spread out the comfort from there, only to end up with the most uncomfortable parts and relax them last. It's up to you which of the two you choose. You can also, if you so wish, go through your body from top to bottom, or the other way around, and just relax any part you come across. Either way, just relax the body. At least that little bit more relaxed than before. We're not looking for perfection here. Just making sure that this vehicle that we live in, this body, is decently comfortable. And remember also the kindness. Be kind to your body. The weather is hot. You've probably been sitting a lot. So it might be natural that there are some discomforts in your body that usually might not be there, and exactly because it's natural, we be kind to it. It's only really possible to relax the body if we first allow it to already be the way it is. You can't force somebody to relax. That's like an oxymoron. Same with the body. You cannot force it. More like we allow it to relax. Sometimes there are parts of the body that no matter how kind we are, just seem like they don't want to relax at that moment. Like, for example, my neck, back of my neck is just not wanting to relax. But and I allow that as well. Okay. As I said before, we're not looking for perfection. It's just something we can work with. At least removing all that tension that was possible to be removed, so that at least that is not an obstacle in our meditation. Like when I went to high school, and every day I had to carry a bag of books. I always took out all the books that I did not need that day. Same with relaxing the body. You take out as much stress as you can, but there will still usually be some left. And that's okay. And as we relax the body, we're focused on what is happening right now. We can even make a resolution. This is time for meditation, not to think about the past or future, or to fantasize or plan. There will be other times to plan the things we need to plan. And we'll be able to do so more effectively if now we take time away from all that thinking. And allow mind and body to be here in this moment. So allow everything in this moment to come to you. What does this moment have to offer? Feelings in your body, sounds in the room, thoughts in your mind, other feelings. We allow them all to be here without calling them good or bad, without desire or aversion. Spend as long as you feel like, just being with this moment, finding a sense of calm here. When you feel ready, you might notice that also part of this moment is the breathing. The breath going in and out, wherever you might feel it. You have to choose the right moment for switching to the breath. If you do it too soon, your mind is not ready yet. It'll be too subtle of an object to focus on. You'll constantly lose the breath. So I'm going to continue this guide, that meditation, assuming your mind is ready to focus on the breath. But if it's not, then just stay in the moment. Find some more awareness. Perhaps if you're falling asleep, do some of the techniques to become more aware, like imagining being outside in a sunny garden with the light shining in your eyes. But for those whose mind are ready to stay with the breath, please follow along with me. To make the breath just that little bit more interesting, we will use the Buddha's advice to focus on the length of each in-breath and the length of each out-breath. And we know roughly how long it is and whether we are breathing in and out, in or out. Just be interested in the quality of your breathing without any judgments, without trying to make it different without control. My breath right now, I notice, is very shallow and short compared to what it usually is. Perhaps even a little bit uncomfortable, but I don't judge that negatively or try to change it. I don't try to figure out why that might be the case. I just know that it is. And I'm interested in it. Okay, that is what it's like. That's good to know. I'm sure many very good meditators have been in this exact same place, having short and shallow breathing that's a bit uncomfortable. Probably the Buddha himself as well. So I'm in good company. And so are you, whatever your breath is like. By not judging our breath, we are kind to the breathing. I've focused on the breath so many times in my meditation that it's become like a very good friend. I'm very familiar with it. No matter if it's tight or relaxed. And please, you also make friendship with your breathing. It's what's kept you alive for this whole time. It doesn't ask anything of you in return. And we're able to be here and meditate, focus on it, on that breath. Some of you might have allergies or maybe other breathing problems, but at least we're not on a ventilator or something like that. So we can be grateful for our breath. this way too, the breath becomes just a little bit more interesting and easier to focus on by making friends with it, by becoming friends with it, and being kind towards it. Through this attitude of non-judgmentally but kindly focusing on the breath, I notice my breath has already become much more relaxed than before. And even though I have to do the guided meditation, my mind has become, by this time, bright enough. I notice that I don't need to really focus on the length of the breath anymore. And the breath just stays with me automatically. And if you feel that might be the case for you as well, then just let the breath come to you. It takes a little bit of experience, so you might just use some trial and error to know when you can drop that noticing of the quality of the breath and just let it come naturally. But in the next 20 odd minutes, just see if you can somehow stay with your breath. If you need to return to your body to relax it, of course, it's fine as well. But I will now be quiet for those 20 minutes so you can decide for yourself how best to continue this meditation. We're coming close to the end of this meditation. Before I signal the end, just take a moment and see how you feel now. You might have drifted off a bit during the end of the meditation. See if you can come back to this moment once more. Be with your breath. See what it feels like. What have you achieved during this meditation? Or perhaps I should ask, what did you let go of that allowed you to arrive where you are now? In case you found some peace. Maybe you're not so peaceful now, but maybe earlier in the meditation you found some peace. And just try to recall that. What was that like? And can you see the value in that peace? Can you see how that can be very beneficial to your health, both bodily and mentally? Maybe even how such peace can be helpful to later get insights into the nature of this body and mind. And if you can find some value in whatever peace you might have found during this meditation, and remind yourself of that. And tell yourself how useful it is to stay with the breath or stay with the moment, whatever else you did, to find some peace. This way we reinforce the habit and make it easier next time for the mind to be interested in meditation, interested in the breath, because part of us knows what benefits lie at the other side of meditation. Also, whether you found some peace or not, send some gratitude to yourself and to your breath for having been here for an hour, just sitting here. It's very well done. It's not something most people are able to do. So you can be really proud of that. This way again, we end the meditation always positively, no matter what happened during the meditation itself. I will now invite the bell at the end of the third ring. It's time to open your eyes, come out of your meditation if you so desire. So yesterday, during the questions and answers, somebody asked a very good question. Well, there were multiple good questions, but somebody asked, you've been teaching these more active ways to meditate, while all I have heard of is just to do nothing. And then my answer was, these tools are aids to get us to that place of doing nothing. And it's the same with the mindfulness of breathing. When you start out a little bit more active by being interested in the breath, whether you do it through the Buddha's methods of long and short or maybe another method like counting or whatever, it's a little bit more active in the beginning, but it makes it easier to let go later. I hope you'll have experienced that, and if you don't experience it yet, I hope you can understand how that might be possible by making your breath more more attractive for the mind to be with. It becomes easier later to just sit back and let the breath stay with you automatically. And then you don't have this, what I mentioned earlier, you don't have this thing where you constantly have to go after the breath and bring it back to you. Go after the breath and bring it back to you. If you meditate like that, that is very active actually. And that is not so beneficial. But it's much more beneficial if you just sit there and the breath comes to you. And you just stay there with the breath. And if you stay there with the breath, it might become really nice and really beautiful to stay with. And then it becomes even more easy because it's just the most beautiful thing in your awareness. And that sounds maybe a little bit strange. How can the breath be beautiful? Yeah? But it's actually the mind that becomes beautiful. The mind starts to get more power because you're not doing anything. You're not constantly moving the mind or trying to grab something in your attention, or you're not thinking so much and you're not going to the past and future. Your mind has a chance to gather all that energy that it otherwise uses for all those things and put it into awareness instead. It's like two parts of the mind, the doing part and the knowing part. And they share only a certain amount of energy. You could think of it like that. It's a little bit of an analogy. And the less energy you spend in the doing part, the more is left for the knowing part. And once you've got so much energy in the knowing part of your mind, whatever it looks at becomes naturally more beautiful. And including the breath as well. You look at the breath and it's just, wow, the breath going in and out seems so beautiful. It's still the same breath. It hasn't changed much. Okay, maybe it's gone a bit calmer, but it's not like a beautiful thing by itself, but it's the mind that makes it beautiful. And when that happens, that's when the meditation of mindfulness of breathing becomes really something different. It's like you've reached the next level where it becomes very automatic when you reach that level of the very nice and beautiful breath. And the Buddha called that like the joy and happiness that come with that. And yeah, once that happens, the breath becomes more beautiful, but it's also the mind itself that becomes more beautiful. And at some point your breath will, either out of your own volition or naturally, disappear from your awareness, and you only stay with that beauty. And when you only stay with that beauty, it's even more subtle of an object of meditation. That beauty is just a mental beauty. And you won't be feeling much of your body anymore. Okay, occasionally you might feel a little bit here and there. You won't feel much sounds anymore. Okay, maybe somebody coughs, you'll hear that. But you, most of your awareness is just of that beauty, that happiness inside. And if you stay with that, then it grows even more beautiful. And you'll be able to enter even deeper states of mind. But meditation, whether we do mindfulness of breathing or some other object of meditation, but let's stay with mindfulness of breathing for now. It's about simplifying the mind and simplifying the object of meditation as well. So I said before, meditation is not about going on to the next thing, reaching after something and grabbing something new. No, it's about going inside this moment and making what we already have more peaceful and calm. So you can see this in the way I've taught today, this meditation session. You start with your whole body, you relax it, so it becomes calmer. Then out of that whole body, you go inwards to only the breath. You stay with the breath that in the beginning, your mind is still a bit active. You make the breath a bit more interesting by looking at its length and stuff. But then also at some point, you'll be able to drop that reflection as well. And then it's just the breath without you needing to make it more interesting, because it's interesting by itself. And then the breath is able to become even more calm and even more beautiful. Your awareness will be more and more on the breath, and you'll start not hearing anything else outside anymore, and the feeling of the rest of your body starts to fade away. And actually, I didn't notice, but I told you before that I had pain in my neck before the meditation. But during the meditation, I didn't purposefully relax it, but I stayed with my breath. I just felt my breath, and now I come out of meditation, I notice that pain is gone. That's something that your mind can do. When you go just into the breath, your body disappears. Even if it's painful, you can drop it from your awareness, and you stay with that beauty. And when that beauty grows, then even more amazing things can happen. But that might be the subject of another day or another talk. For now, I'll just leave you with these reflections, and I'll see you again this evening.